Oh, that's loud. Yay! Yeah! It's the Hellemme podcast. Hello, I'm your glorious host, the illustriative Nick Carter. I am doing something new. I have a webcam in my face. I am live streaming on YouTube. This, am I at 50? I don't think I'm at 50. I think this is number 49 podcast. It's been a while. I've been doing freeform podcasts for, 48 episodes at least. I am fairly comfortable talking for an hour or two, but the big change now is I'm live streaming. The safety net I've always had is if I start to get too crazy, I can just hit stop and throw the whole thing away. As you may or may not know, I don't edit any of these. They're all beginning to end. I just hit record and then I go and then I hit stop and then I upload it 10 minutes later. And that's my process. But there definitely are times when I go down a rabbit hole I don't want to go down, and then I hit the stop button and it's like, oh shit. Gonna hit the stop button, start again, and I can't do that now, because not that anyone's watching, because no one knows this channel exists. I'm gonna try and not do anything on the webcam that would take away from just listening to this as an audio podcast. I'm not going to be sharing things on the video other than my glorious face, my magnanimous mustache. I'm not even looking at the camera. Hold on, look at me. Let's see. I usually want to look at myself on the screen, because that's, I think that's what people usually do when they're on the screen. And now I'm looking at the camera and that feels weird too. So I'm probably just going to look around. I do have a couple notes on today's subject that I may make reference to, which I'll look at that part of the screen, but that's it. Okay. Civil War. I'm talking about Civil War, the movie and the actual war, the American Civil War, which, you know, do you know when it started? Oh shit. I think it started in 1860. I'm going with 1860 to 1864. I'm going for that, for the years for the American Civil War. And then there was a movie that came out this weekend. I saw the movie. It's awesome. I know I often like movies and then think about them for a couple of days and then I don't like them. This one I like. I still like it. I referred to it as the best movie of the year, which I guess the year is still early. But, you know, pretty good. It's up there with Oppenheimer. I didn't see Barbie. They're blowing up my texts. Oh, they're talking about a cat. I can skip that. I'm ignoring it. I don't talk about cats. Unless the cat comes over and claws me. All right, so Civil War was pretty good. 2 days later, it's still pretty good. I'll get into what I like about it, what I not like about it. It really succeeds in that people are talking about it. People are getting into politics. And I can't really talk about civil wars without getting into politics, because how do you not? I guess you could just talk about like guns and bodies, but that's not the interesting part. We're going to talk about, I was Googling Civil War, looking for pictures. And I saw that the New Yorker, the magazine, they got a real hard on for writing about whether or not the Civil War, there's another Civil War coming. There's a lot of people who got a hard on for talking about whether or not there's a Civil War coming. Maybe everyone who's paying attention is wondering it, and I am going to share my opinions now, based on what I've learned about the Civil War. I got into the actual Civil War. Here, let's talk about the real Civil War for a while. I'm going to stop talking about the movie. It's hard because everything I'm talking about is called Civil War. So for the next 3 hours, I'll just talk about the war. Okay, the next 30 minutes maybe. Talk about the war, not the movie. No, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how likely it is for us to get into a war, another civil war. I'll answer the New Yorker's question. I don't think we're going to get into a war, and I'll say why, and I'll get into it deeper when I actually talk about how the Civil War started and whatnot. And believe me, I'm not going to get boring. I'm not a history teacher, but let's see. There's a lot of judgmental people out there. There's a lot of people who hate other people out there. Is that what it takes? Is that the building blocks to make a civil war? A lot of people are worried about it. You go on social media and everyone hates everyone. Are these the building blocks for civil war? So how do you get there? The line you got to cross. So there's the, are you willing to die for whatever your cause is? You really want something. The other side really wants something that is not compatible with what you want. Are you willing to die for that cause? You don't get civil war without both sides there. Are you willing to let your children die for the cause? And are you willing to kill? And if I was to put those three in order of least extreme to most extreme, I think the willingness to die, which is kind of intuitive, but I think people are more willing to die, at least in theory, than they are to kill, and certainly to kill their children. To let their children die. Like that's, I guess that would be my thing. Because you know, if you're going to start a war, you're going to have to kill, and you're going to have to risk letting your children die. Because if there is no war, then your children are less likely to die than if you start a war. And that's it. Because a civil war ain't just going to start. It ain't going to be a bad day. There ain't going to be a big article on some news site, and then all of a sudden we're in a war. There's going to be a point where enough people decide, I'm ready to let my family die, myself die, and I'm ready to kill. You know, not just the stranger down the street, but my brother. That's what the fucking Civil War was. It was brother killing brother over the most important issues at the time. And both sides, obviously in the Civil War, it was slavery that was the deciding issue, but both sides were fighting for different reasons. I'm not going to get into... I don't have to say slavery is wrong. I'm not going to give a treatise on slavery. I'm not going to give a treatise on the institution, the global institution, or what I think of all of that. I'm just going to talk about things that start civil wars. And since we've only had one in this country, we'll talk about that one. I'm recording still? Good. I'm recording. Just thought I'd do a check. So... before I get to that, I want to finish my thoughts on whether or not we're going to start a civil war. We're a few years in on if you like this thing or you don't like that thing, unfriend me on Facebook or social media. You know, that's a long fucking way from killing people. I don't even know if people say that anymore. And maybe, you know, our bubbles Our tech bubbles are so strong, we don't even randomly come across strangers we disagree with or family members. But either way, I haven't seen that in a couple years in the wild, but I don't think it's because we have begun to accept on social media people who are different from us. I think it's just that we have pruned up anyone who's listening to us. You know, if you got a friend. So here's the thing. Facebook just, all it does is show you shit you didn't ask for that makes you mad. That's all Facebook is. If you follow some people, you'll get 5 to 10% of the posts you'll see will be posts from the people you follow, the groups that you follow. And whether you have 10 friends or a billion friends, about 10% of what you see on Facebook is going to be what you want to see. Friends you follow. Oh, my watch isn't silent. That's the problem. Let's silence that. There we go. Friends you follow and pages you follow, groups you're in, things like that. So 10% of Facebook posts are that. And the other 90% is shit you didn't ask for. Just imagine you just have one TV channel. And you can go in and say, all right, here's the TV shows I want to watch. And then the person programming the channel, it's just your channel, by the way, but still, you don't get to choose what you watch. You get to put in a list of requests, and 10% of what you ask for is in the list. And then 70% of it is shit you hate, shit that pisses you off, shit that makes you hit the fuck you, I'm angry at this button. 70% of what you see is that, and then maybe 20% is stuff you agree with. That's Facebook in a nutshell. Instagram's better. Twitter, anything where you can say, don't show me shit I don't want to see. Instagram shows you shit you don't want to see, but at least it's more than 7% of what you want to see. How did I get to a social media rant on this? Well, I mean, the media, they control all of this stuff. This is, I firmly believe that the reason why we think we're approaching a civil war is because social media is fucking with us. So I don't think we're actually heading for a civil war. I don't think there is anything going on that would make us want to murder. You know, we can cancel someone. If there's a stranger, someone who disagrees with us, and we're like, oh shit, if I say something and complain about them and they can never work again and they have to turn tricks on the street, that's cool. I'll do that. Or I can boycott a business and make them, you know, have to lay off all their workers. I think we're fine with that, but that's a different thing. Huge steps away from picking up a gun, putting it in your hand, and walking down the street and killing people. Because that's where we got to be for the Civil War to start. It can't be 5% of the population against 10% of the population with 85% of the people going, oh no, this is weird that you two hate each other so much. That ain't going to start a Civil War. It's got to be, you know, 30, 40% of people against another 40% of people with 20% this kind of going, oh shit, I hope you two sides work out your differences. So I don't think we're anywhere near there. Okay, let's go into the Civil War. Civil War, the Civil War, not the movie, the war. It was, slavery was the issue. When you look at what the people believed that caused, you know, because they didn't say, I'm going to war for slavery. There were there were arguments. And I'm not, you know, nothing I'm going to say is like, you got to understand why slavery is okay. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the people in the South, they wanted slavery, most of them, almost all of them, but most of them didn't own slaves. Most of the people who fought in the war, they didn't fight in the war to protect slavery. They fought in the war to protect their way of life, the idea that someone else is going to tell them what to do. Someone else with different ideals and different beliefs who lived hundreds of miles away was going to go there with guns and tell them they had to act the way the other people from far away wanted them to act. That's why the South went to war. And the North, they wanted to end slavery. And you can take a deep dive into history, how long Lincoln tried to not end the country over abolishing slavery. And a lot of people said, oh, well, that's not what it was about. And it clearly was what it was about. They didn't start the war from the northern side because they, I don't know, wanted cheaper grits, wanted cheaper cotton. It was slavery, and it was the ending of slavery that pushed both sides to war. It technically started in a military fort. The South was in a fort in the South, and the Northerners told them to get out. And that's when they first started shooting at each other. It was a military thing. It wasn't a bunch of people in a grocery store or protesting on the streets. It was military action. I guess the question is, can you have a civil war without military people taking over? Can people just get so pissed off that they start a civil war? No, I don't think so, because the government can just come in and mop them up. It's got to be one military against another military, or it's just going to be, you know, you can say what you want. I'm not going to get into what January 6th was, but there was a bunch of people there who didn't have guns in the most well-defended city in America, probably in the world. You know, I don't want to talk about speculate North Korea or something like that. But the idea that a few thousand people with T-shirts and hacky sacks are going to take over Washington, D.C., that was never going to happen. And I'm not saying that it should have happened, but even the worst case scenario, the worst thing anyone believes about the bad intentions of what happened there, it stood no chance. Let's imagine they all had guns. Let's imagine 2,000 people with guns walked into Washington, D.C. and are like, we've had enough of your shit. It's time for you to go. I don't know how packed in tightly they'd get or how many mortars or drones it would take to liquidate 2,000 people. Probably, I guess it depends on how wide they, or how tightly packed into one area they are, but they would not get anything. You can't have pissed off people against the U.S. government and win. It's got a fraction. Before the Civil War, There's a, I guess we've always been a two-party state, our country. And before the Civil War, there was the Democrat Party and the Whigs. And the Whigs were, well, you had the Democrat Party, and then the opposition was the Whigs, and it was slavery that created the Republican Party. There were people in the Democrat Party and people in the Whig Party who wanted to abolish slavery. Obviously, the Democrat Party wasn't going to abolish it. They were all for it. And the Whig Party didn't care one way or the other. It's hard to lump everyone together. But it was, they were indifferent, or they weren't going to accomplish it, so much that everyone from both the Whigs and the Democrats who wanted to get rid of slavery formed a new party. That's what it takes to get a civil war. If you can get people who are willing to leave their political party enough to actually get rid of, so you got the big two today, you got the Republicans and the Democrats. To actually have a civil war, you have to have an issue so important that a third party forms out of people from the Democrats and Republican Party. There has to be a third thing. And I'm not talking about the independents or these other fringe things that are, have been there forever. There has to be something out there that siphons 20, 30, 40% of each of the big parties off. Maybe, let's say 30%. You got to get 30% of the Democrats, 30% of the Republicans. And I don't know what the actual number is. I'm not trying to pretend that. But it's got to be more than 2%. It can't be 2% because no one gives a shit about that. It's got to be, you know, imagine a third party, the Vava party that forms, you know, 30% Republicans, 30% Democrats have had enough of the shit of their party and they go form this other thing. And then, and maybe it's more, I'm guessing, well, obviously the Whigs are the one who are eaten up. So I'm guessing 60% of the Whigs join the Republicans and 30% of the Democrats, something like that. There's enough Democrats stayed behind that the Democrat Party didn't disappear. And enough Whigs left that the Whig Party was gone. And so then you've got two new parties. And that's, you know, that's how Lincoln won. Lincoln wanted to be vice president and have someone, because he was from the Whig Party, and he wanted another candidate from the Democrat Party to be president. I think this is true. I'm remembering this. I got into the Civil War and was studying a bunch. How does a new party come around? And basically, Lincoln's like, well, I don't want, you know, I want to show that we're really a new thing and not just an offshoot of the Whig Party. So the first couple times he ran, he wanted to be vice president with a Democrat Party, former Democrat Party front runner. And then I don't know how many times he ran or what he ran for as front runner, as top of the ticket. But eventually, I think he lost a presidential election and then he won. And then the Civil War happened. But that's all of this long thing. The last 45 minutes I've been discussing is just really laying down. You can't, to start a civil war, you can't just be talking shit on social media. You can't just think you're way smarter than someone else. And it can't be some pet project that you're super into? Like, I don't know, pick anything. Environmentalism. A lot of people have a lot of opinions about that. And I don't think anyone's willing to murder over it yet. Certainly no one's ready to leave the party that they're in to go. And no state is willing to go to war against the other states over it. So I guess I'll go on the record as saying civil war is not going to happen, because civil wars don't start just because you really think your political side's right and the other side's wrong. That's not, you know, shit talking doth not a civil war make. I hate looking at myself because I can see how quickly it takes my mustache to bend the wrong direction and look stupid. So if I was thinking, okay, well, what kind of issues would get people in this age riled enough, polarized enough to actually start a civil war? And I've come up with the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. I absolutely believe at least the pro side would be willing to start a war. The pro right to bear arms group would start a war, because they would see that right as the only way to protect the other rights. You know, if you don't have the right to have guns, then all your other rights can just go away. And I'm not going to argue whether or not that's true. I obviously have my opinions. Everyone has their opinions. But what I think we can all agree on is there's a lot of people who are willing to go to war over that. The real question is, are the people who want to get rid of guns, and it depends on, you know, I'm not going to start the debate over sensible gun control, pros and cons or anything. I am having a hard enough time seeing, you know, if someone wanted to start a war, because that's it. Both sides have to want to start the civil war. And once the civil war has started, they want to continue the civil war and win. You can't have a war unless both sides agree, or one side is a conquering, vanquishing foe. It's like America could go to war with Mexico, even if Mexico didn't want to, because we were so advanced in our technology that we can bring a war wherever we want to. Now, can Vermont start a war with Mexico? It would probably be over. If they went all in, it would be over pretty quick. So I guess that's what I'm saying is a force can be so big that it can start any war that it wants. But if you have two anywhere near equally matched sides, and it doesn't even need to be equally matched. If you just got one side that can make trouble for the other side, you know, that takes both sides to be in a war. In a way, and I'm bringing this all up because if someone said, all right, I'm going to go to war. If anyone passes another gun law, there's going to be murders on the street. I don't think the pro-gun law people would push the war. I think they would see, you know, we got to take lives to save lives. I don't think that would. I think that'd fall apart. And I'm just riffing here. I'm just thinking why I think maybe the Second Amendment wouldn't lead to a war. I don't think both sides would want to start a war over that. I know one side would, though. And then what else do we got? I think abortion's the other one. 'Cause you got some people who really believe that it's killing. And you got another side who really wants the positive life changes, at least, you know, on paper, at one level, if you say, well, hey, wouldn't it be great to get rid of all of the people who would have a bad shake at life? And if I was, you know, if I was to give someone who was super pro abortion a chance to speak, and I'm not, you know, I'm not anti-abortion, but I'm sure every super hyper pro-abortion person could articulate an argument 10 times better than what I'm trying to do. And I'm not trying to have the discussion now. I'm just saying that meets the criteria of would people take lives to save lives for something like this? I think so. And would people take lives to protect their way of life? Yeah, I think so. This of all the issues that could feel like slavery to one group or another. Oh, can you guys hear the cat meowing? I told you I wasn't going to talk about cats, but when the cats interrupt my podcast, they fucking cats. So that's, you know, I'm scared to death to say that, to compare abortion to slavery, but that's the kind of thing where both sides believe they've got the moral high ground, and it's completely incompatible to be on one side and be for the other. Now, you can be in the middle and go, yeah, I guess you're killing a kid, but that's okay. I just saw Bill Maher said that. He's like, yeah, we're killing kids, but I don't care. Like I said, that I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just saying that's the thing. That's the kind of thing that it would take to get to civil war. And even then, what would it take to get some number of states or military bases? I think in terms of states, because you got to have the military along for the ride, which probably means you got to have states. Like, I can't imagine Central Texas, you know, Randolph military base and a few other military bases around in Texas starting a war and, you know, aligning with a few military bases in Virginia and Pennsylvania. Like, I don't see that happening. I think in terms of states, but who knows? Whatever it is, it's got to be enough people getting together, say, all right, let's go kill. It's not that I want to kill, but I'm willing to kill. What I'm going to do means I'm either going to die and or kill until I get what I want, or enough of us are killed that we've lost. You know, that's when the war starts. So, shit, I could talk forever about the Civil War, and no one wants to hear that. Go watch the Ken Burns thing on the Civil War if you want to learn how it started, how it went through, how it ended. I mean, it ended. So you got General Lee from the South, and then the North. The North was invading the South for most of the war. It was the North, you know, coming down to the Southern states saying, you know, you've been naughty. You need to stop resisting and accept the way the whole country voted and accept progress and move in the direction with civilized society, and we're going to come kill you. And the South won a lot of battles, and General Lee was a great general, and he got cocky, and he decided if he didn't want to fight forever, he had to bring the fight up to the North and kick some ass, and that if he kicked enough ass in the North, the politicians would have to accept, yeah, that the people wouldn't put. He thought the people in the North were okay with the Civil War happening as long as it was down in the South, but if people in the North were getting fucked up, then they would say, all right, enough's enough, Lincoln. Let's just end this thing. The South won enough. And he went up there, and that's, you know, when Gettysburg happened. That's the most famous battle. The General Lee getting his ass handed to him. He was sure he couldn't lose. And there's a lot of battles where the South people, the soldiers in the South were dug in and hiding behind brick walls and rocks, and the North were just running across fields to come and get them. And they were just, you know, killed by the thousands to, you know, thousands on one side to a small number on the other side, because they were all, you know, hiding and the other side was running across a field. And Gettysburg was when the South fucked up and did that thing, and then they, you know, ran across a field to, you know, a bunch of guys running across the field at, you know, an army with cannons, and they're hiding behind walls with rifles, and they just got mowed down. And what's his name? General Lee retreated, and they should have just followed him and kicked his ass and ended the war right there, but they didn't. And they just kind of kept fighting, and eventually the North had the South. The Northern Army had the Southern Army surrounded, and you could, like, completely surrounded. And it's like, you can't get out, you can't win, we're so much more of us than you, and you're gonna lose. And they offered General Lee the chance to give up without being having all his men be slaughtered. And he gave up. They met at Appomattox Courthouse. They surrendered. And once the two armies had gotten to the part where the military part was over, you know, a treaty, the military was over. I mean, that was it. It took a while for word to get everywhere. I hear the last battle of the Civil War, I don't know how long after that was, but it was in Texas, and the South won that battle till they found out, oh, the war's over. But that really, that's what it takes to have a Civil War. You got to have two militaries, and once the militaries agree that the war's over, then it doesn't matter what all of the rest of the people think, want to do, care, give any fucks about it. Doesn't matter. Once the militaries agree that the fighting's over, then you're along for the ride. So I guess it's weird to think that the Civil War came to an end with General Grant and General Lee in a room agreeing on terms to end hostilities, and then once hostilities were over, that's it, war's over. So again, all of this is just to say why we're nowhere near a war, a civil war in this country. Because again, it doesn't have anything to do with how mad me as just some asshole on the street, how mad I am at people who live in this country and think differently than me. It doesn't matter how many there are of me and how many there are of them and how mad we are all at each other. That does not cause an armed conflict. And if we start to go at each other, the military will show up and put that shit to rest. So I don't see anything resembling the starts of a civil war. All right. Is there anything else I wanted to say? that was it on the Civil War. Like I said, I could talk for a few hours about this. I did get some books by Shelby Foote. He talked a lot in the Ken Burns Civil War. Certainly the most fun part of that series. And I found out that he wrote some books, very well-researched, very awesome books that go into super detail about the purposes they fought for, the different personalities and desires at play. And it's worth reading if you want to read a few thousand pages of history from a very entertaining writer. All right, the movie. Should we talk about the movie? I can do the breaking noise sound. Breaking news sound. It's transition time. Transition time, motherfuckers. All right, enough of that shit. All right, for those of you who are watching, I am turning off my... I got a picture of three captured... Civil War Southern rebel soldiers who were captured in the... Where I got it from says they were captured in Gettysburg. And I believe this was the photo that was discussed at the end of the Ken Burns Civil War documentary by Shelby Foote, talking about the Southern dignity of the soldiers. And that was just was so interesting was he was Shelby Foote was unapologetically from the South, and he didn't at all, you know, try to say, you know, slavery was okay or that the war shouldn't have happened, but he was decidedly respectful to all Americans, even the ones who fought from the South. And so it was interesting seeing that. Oh no, it looks like the lighting changes. I've got another green screen coming tomorrow. The green screen I'm using now is shit. And the background looks like ass. I'll let it go. It's bleeding more and more. Oh, my glasses. My glasses are disappearing. Okay, I know I said I was done talking about the Civil War, the war, and then I kept talking about it. So let's end it again. Fuckers. While the music plays, I'm going to try and adjust the chroma key. That might be it. Let's see. That's a little better. All right.